Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 7th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. A few updates before the end of the week, starting with iPhone battery replacements. Apple now considers iPhones with third-party batteries as within warranty, even if the battery is considered a counterfeit part, assuming the iPhone is otherwise within warranty. That's a change from years of Apple considering third-party batteries something that voids the warranty on your iPhone. The move is a clear win for consumers, making iPhone battery replacements more consumer-friendly. And in India, the Indian Ministry has approved plans for the local Wistron factory to manufacture flagship iPhones in the country for the first time, a move that could make Apple's newest iPhones more affordable. The factory is expected to manufacture iPhone 8 models, while Foxconn is likely to make made-in-India iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max models in the future. Apple currently only sells the iPhone SE and iPhone 6S in India, neither of which are sold new in the US. And Fitbit has a new Apple Watch rival with its new Versa Lite Edition smartwatch priced at $160 or $120 below the cheapest new Apple Watch. Fitbit's Versa Lite Edition has sleep tracking, 4-day battery life, and comes in mulberry, marina blue, or silver. But it doesn't show workout data on its screen during a workout, it can't play music like the Apple Watch, and it doesn't track flights of stairs climbed or pool laps swam. Fitbit only offers mobile payments, their Apple Pay competitor, on its $230 Versa Special Edition smartwatch too. Still cheaper than the Apple Watch, which starts at $280 new, but not nearly as smart for fitness tracking. And in the app space, Nike Run Club for iOS has added a new feature that lets runners create custom challenges between friends. And Sony has released its new PS4 Remote Play app for the iPhone and iPad, which lets you remotely access your PlayStation 4 using the touchscreen on your iPhone or iPad as a gaming controller. Bloomberg has a new report that says Disney CEO Bob Iger could lose his seat on Apple's board soon due to both Apple and Disney planning to launch competing streaming video services. And a few updates in the HomeKit space, starting with LG. The TV maker says AirPlay 2 and HomeKit support will be ready for its 2019 smart TVs by mid-year, likely after iOS 12.2 for iPhone and iPad is released. And the company Hunter Douglas has retroactively added promised HomeKit support to its smart window blinds through an update to its PowerView app on iOS. And finally, Michael Stieber has a new Apple Store HomeKit concept that shows how Apple could create a smarter and more approachable demo station in Apple stores for learning more about Apple's smart home technology. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.